No more calls. Santa Monica, California. I was on the verge of being discouraged until I just heard you talk. But now I feel like I had a shot of energy put into my arm. Long Beach. Thank you for the teaching tonight, Doc. Is it normal to get less and less tolerant of those who are willingly blind? Yeah. San Marino, this is so big it's still hard to grasp. I'm getting knocked around and understand better why it's happening. In 1995, it's all-out war. I'm wired up for Doc. 5 TVs plus shortwave in 2 rooms 24 hours a day. People come in and work on the house and end up watching Doc. Long Beach, I'd like to make reservations for 3 this Sunday. I gave a first fruit pulpit to someone, and she was so thrilled with it that she wants to send her first paycheck and wants to claim first fruits promises. Paradise, California, relax. I've been watching and listening intently and have enjoyed you immensely, but I'm disappointed because my dish does not get Galaxy 6. It's time for me to get a shortwave. I've been listening for 5 weeks now. Relax. You can't get Galaxy 6 because it's not on yet. And it's very close, not clear across the spectrum, very close to where you pick up Galaxy 3. You won't have to cut a bunch of trees down. And you'll get Galaxy 6 sometime in February, so don't worry about it. Listen to me. Not to brag, but to make you tremble. Be empowered in the Lord and in the might of the strength of Him, literal, Ephesians 6:10. For your own sake put ye on the whole armor of God, so that ye are able, for your own sake, to stand against the methods of the devil. To stand. 13th verse, wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all, again in the middle voice, for your sake, to stand. Stand therefore. Again, where does it start? Now we're going to talk about the whole army, or the whole armor starting point. Starting point, and above all, the shield of faith. But the starting point, having your loins girt about with truth. Why do you think I've been hammering on this? What is the belt's function for the armor? It holds it together. Doesn't matter how many parts of the armor you pick up. Without the belt of truth, you ain't got an armor. How many times have you seen God lead us to emphasizing this? Put away lying. Stand therefore having your loins girt about with truth. Sorry. God's laws are as operational as natural laws. You can go about this world doing many things successfully. But we wrestle poly, one-on-one fight to the end. Not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, archos, powers, wrong word, exousias, authorities, against the cosmocrateros, big time. And I say it not to brag, but to scare you and drive you to God's strength. We, all of a sudden, instantly, took on the whole world of the prince of the power of the air. He has to bring me down first. And if he can't bring me down, then get to this ministry through you. And next to me, those closest to me. You wonder why? As we wrestled from the time we expanded this ministry, I think not with motive. I think here's the answer. It seemed that whatever we did to expand this ministry into shortwave, my staff couldn't make that connection. They just couldn't make it. If we ever made a mistake somewhere, it would be in that area. From the smallest things of missing a contract payment because they were conditioned to the priority items on the calendar, and we run, having done all we've done with the same budget for these many years, you can imagine how we must jostle and push and tightly manage. So things in experience take on priority. Your rent takes on more priority than clothes. You know that in your budgets. Certain things are more important. And there were habituated frames of reference. This is important. And if I turn my head, the new things that involve satellite, not habituated because they were strange and new, would be shoved aside. The monitoring, the daily work, as overnight we became a world network. The shift from, everybody knows who Gene Scott is, they've seen him 24 hours a day in Los Angeles, we don't have to make any identification. The realization that there's a brand new audience. The programming requirements to think in terms of time zones. Every area of lifting this ministry to a new frame of world war was resisted by inertia and by lack, at first glance, of practice grooving. That's not it. We engaged the world of the prince of the power of the air. We had spiritual military geniuses planning the fight that weren't even involved. In the years I now listen to the messages, in 1977-78, yeah, we were on the verge of annihilation many times. But it was a different kind of war. Satan's not omniscient. He didn't know this was going to happen to us. We declared our faith in the fountain of faith, but I didn't even conceive that it would be as it now is. And with a weapon that enables us to penetrate and conquer in the whole territory, whole darkened regions of the globe that Satan felt safe with. Now think about it. They smuggled Bibles into Russia. They're still smuggling Bibles into China. We're on the very stations that used to jam and prevent the gospel message. We invaded with superior instruments of penetration that Paul would have given anything to have. Again, not to brag, but to make you understand, Satan doesn't like his territory disturbed. He therefore throws his best weaponry, elbow anybody sitting by you that's going to sleep, throws his best weaponry. Now, I've been making some decisions of late. I'm even making some tonight. There's some people that don't belong in this war. They can't rise to the challenge. They can't get out of the flesh because flesh won't cut it. They need to go to a defense plant somewhere. And put some bolts in some tanks. And go home and have tea with their wife. And blindly make children. And sing, "I'm on the battlefield for my Lord." And the Lord has been dealing with me. I need to give up on trying to make soldiers out of some people. Doesn't mean they can't make it to heaven. Doesn't mean they aren't Christians unless God called them for this. But I'm telling you, as your honest pastor, as we go into 95, I know why the battle's been so terrible. If some of you will think about it, your life's been hell since we went worldwide. And you've been a faithful participant. I'm telling you why. I'm also telling you the answer. Not more beating on yourself and trying to solve it in your strength. Some of you are hearing words. You don't have a prayer of an idea of what it means to be empowered in the Lord. You don't have to know. You just have to have a pastor that tells you how to make it happen. The empowerment is a divine endowment. I've been telling you for 18 years how you get it. Faith. But I've been telling you something else. And too many haven't been listening. Faith coupled with obedience. Obedience without faith is not going to do anything for you. But you can't have faith without obedience. You can have obedience without faith. You can't have faith without obedience to God's Word. What's the matter with you? How have I defined faith? Hanging your body on God's Word. Not cowering in fear under some law and some checklist of legalism. But obedient hanging of your body on God's Word. And when you're called into an arena and attached to that calling, you suddenly add a dimension besides your own individual activity under God. You're in an army of the Lord, and He set leaders in that army. And I'm back to Loyola. Not because I want you to become a Jesuit. I told you the other night. Loyola's problem. He figured out there was a war. And he figured out it was worldwide, and he wanted to be in it. He wanted to be totally an instrument of the Lord Jesus Christ in the battle. He just made a decision that the orders from Jesus would come through the Pope. That was his flaw. No, God laid down His Constitution. Loyola wrote one. But God laid down His Constitution in the Word through Paul. And has given to the church domitas, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints. As in this country, the ruled and the ruler are under the supreme law, where I break with Loyola, the domita and the saint being perfected are under this one law, God's Word. But you better listen to a domita long enough to know how to rightly divide the Word before you figure you're competent enough to use the Word on your own. Now I'm going to show you how the Jesuits, more than anyone else until this day and this instrument of shortwave. I'll tell you how powerful we are. There were only two 1610 AMs in the world. Vatican Radio and 1610, our station in Anguilla. We bothered them so much they went to 1611 or 1612. Don't know which it is. We moved the Vatican. I really want you to understand it, folks, because I'm going to dive into the role of obedience. I've already said what I've been teaching for many months. You better hear it. You better hear it like a light turned on in a room that shows the dirt in the corner. You're never going to be the same if you hear it. Put on the whole armor of God, having your loins girt about with truth. You take the belt of truth and loose it, the breastplate, and all the pieces of the armor fall off. You don't need any more teaching on that. I've been teaching on it for months. Faith is based upon truth. God is truthful, we know that, and we can hang our body on it. But He isn't going to send His Spirit to abide. And people whose pattern is lies. I'm talking about the whole pattern of lying. That's why you've watched me come against people who try to cover the truth, and cover their asteroid, and lie their way out of a pinch. If I let you do it, you're a dead duck for Satan. Nothing I can do for you. This generation has the habit pattern of lying. Lying's the way this generation gets by. The generation before me, men's word was their bond. But in the family of God, we don't lie to each other. We deal in truth. Don't lie to your pastor. The pastor's not going to lie to you. Now, I want to continue, whether you do or not, so get on the telephone for one song.
Please go to the next tape.